I mean, for me, BYU is great. I mean, I love those guys. I love Coach Quincy and Lacombe and, you know, Coach Rose, and everything's great down there. How I felt, I just felt like after I committed, I thought about it and I thought that I kind of needed some more space to grow on the floor, and I felt like they had two impact ball handlers already. So, you know, I just felt like they were a little loaded over there. So I wanted to find something where I could really contribute, you know. And so come like spring, I decommitted in December, and then come spring, Utah kind of came around and started recruiting me, and the rest is history.
So what changed your, you know, obviously there were a lot of schools coming after you the first time around, and when you reopened it back up again, some other schools came after you. What ultimately sold you on Utah? Was it the facilities? Was it coaching? Was it the ability to step in and play? Was it a kind of a combination of those three things? What was it that you know, kind of got you saying Utah's the place for me?
Honestly, I mean, I've seen campus and everything. You know, my friend Donnie's going there. Went to school with Donnie since like 7th grade. So that was definitely a big time part of it. You know, Donnie's always in my ear and Donnie's my best friend. So I definitely liked that he was up there and I would have familiar faces. And, you know, they just have such a great coaching staff and just it's such a great spot up there that I was sold as soon as I saw the opportunity.
6'4", 190. I know that you're kind of a point guard. One thing I found out in talking to some people, I've heard you've got a little edge to your game, Christian, that you don't mind getting a little physical, getting a little nasty defensively. Is this true?
I'm definitely a more grittier guard. I'm not necessarily like as cute as some of the other point guards are out there, kind of like trying to avoid contact. I'm more of like a big guy. I like to bang and I like to fight out there.